Lucas.
Defensive tackle Shaquille Lucas. Lucas had the pick six in the fourth quarter. That's the second pick six of the season for the Bulldogs. The last coming at Virginia, which was Chip Hester.
Talk about the play.
We was running a blitz. Let me get close. We was running a blitz, and I had red screen, so I just fell back on the running back, and I seen him throw the ball, and I just took it. And then when I smelled the end zone, yeah, go back to my Pee Wee League days.
who had the pressure on Manziel on that play?
I'm not sure, because I really wasn't
thankful for that pressure, though.
Yes, I am. Whoever it is, thank you. I don't know who it was. I'm about to watch the film.
Give him a high five.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a part of a game like this where you're down that deep, come back two or three times, and almost, you know, be able to land that kind of knockout blow, and just the whole spectacle of just the high scoring, quarterbacks going back and forth?
Not really. This is my first time. I mean, you go back to the Houston game when they did it to us. So we remember that. So we know it could be done. So we just kept fighting, just kept going. I love the team for to keep fighting.
Is that the back of your mind thinking about that Houston game?
Yes, sir. Yeah, because we're like, they did it to us, man. Like, they don't know what we had. So we just kept fighting, and hopefully we just came up one play short.
Could you see something about their offense in the third quarter that they were losing a little bit of their steam? I mean, did y'all take it from them? What was going on there?
We know everybody's going to come out and give us their best couple punches fast, because they know how fast our offense is. So we just, how we coach it, we just going to keep going. Eventually, they're going to run out. They're going to get tired, and we just going to use our speed to outrun everybody.
How difficult is it to put this behind you and look forward to the rest of the season?
I mean, we're going to dwell on it probably about the ride to Reston. But when we wake up in the morning, it's Idaho.
Can you
comment
on the play of that young man out there? How he played?
He's a great player, man. I love watching him play. I love watching him play. Every time we sit down, I'm on the big screen watching, see what folks going to do. Yeah, we need him. We love him.
You ever seen a more talented wide receiver?
Not to this day, no. Especially now with my own 2 hours. He can give you everything, man, everything. The energy, the speed, the power, everything.
Was it a turnaround, and we'd ask the coach about it, whenever you intercepted, it seemed to re-energize the team. Did you get a lot of high fives? Was everybody, did you get a second win?
I actually was dazed from it, because everybody was jumping on me, everybody was just smacking me and stuff, so I really don't remember half of it, but yeah, it was a lot, and it gave us the team energy, and we was ready to go back out there.
What about Johnny Manziel, just the good ability trying to catch this kid, the 200-yard rushing?
Yeah, that guy's fast, man. Take my hat off to him. He's fast. He's real quick.
Did it just get frustrating because of the way he played the line and goes scrambling from hash mark to hash mark?
Yes. Like the play right before halftime, man. He scrambled from this side of the field and rotated all the way around. It's very frustrating, but we just had to get him down, keep contained.
Anything else? All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks.